Good afternoon. It's 4:50, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm your host, Dennis Wu. It's a mild 8 degrees and overcast, with a chance of light rain outside our East York studios. And here is our top story. Underneath his cold demeanor and stiff appearance, our Prime Minister has a soft spot for a fairy tale wedding. 680 News reports that Stephen Harper woke at the crack of dawn to watch the royal wedding in his hotel suite in Montreal. The conservative leader and his wife, Laureen, were invited to the knot-tying of Prince William and Kate Middleton in London. However, because of the upcoming federal election, they could not make it. After the two royal kisses atop the balcony of Buckingham Palace, Harper made a toast to the couple, calling it a once-in-a-generation event, and that he was sorry that he and Laureen were not in attendance. More than 2 billion people worldwide were estimated to have watched the wedding on TV. Harper continues to tell Canadians that a conservative majority is the only way for Parliament to remain stable. However, a recent poll says that those dreams are slowly dying. Recent polling by Nanos Research shows that the Tories at 36.4% are only 5 percentage points ahead of the NDP, who are at 31.2%. The Liberals are trailing at only 22%. Canadians will hit the polls on May 2nd, on Monday. In sports, Canadian sprinter Okiki Akinremi has been ranked one of the world's top 20 sprinters. Now, as a trainer, he's doing a series of training sessions for four Special Olympic athletes. Founded in 1968, the Special Olympics was created for athletes with an intellectual disability. Paul Etherington, co-founder of the Canadian organization Motion Ball, through which Akinremi donated, explains the significance. Akinremi says he's happy to give back to the athletes any way he can. He helps athletes to improve their speed and technique at his studio in Scarborough. The athletes, three of them sprinters, one a rhythmic gymnast, will be competing in June in Athens, Greece. He's confident that they'll return with gold medals in Canada. In other sports, yesterday in the Estoril Open in Portugal, 20-year-old Thornhill native Milos Raonic beat Portugal's João Sousa to advance to the quarterfinals. He won easily with a score of 6-3, 6-3. Team Canada begins the quest for gold in the World Hockey Championship in Slovakia. They beat Belarus 2-1 in their first game. And in the NHL, Vancouver hosted and beat Nashville 1-0 in their first game of 7. They will play again tomorrow at 9. In entertainment, Scarborough, Ontario holds bragging rights to the largest chess club in Canada, with some of the nation's top players. Cole Carruthers talks to the club president, Maurice Smith, about one of the club's teenage prodigies.
While many kids are obsessed with Facebook, it's not hard to tear these kids away from the screen. With the sound of the chess clock as the background music, this is the largest chess club in Canada. They meet at the Birkdale Community Centre with over 100 members. But Scarborough Chess Club President Maurice Smith is excited about a star player.
The highest rated chess player in Canada for women belongs to the club, Yuan Ling Yuan, and she's just 16 years old.
Yuan Ling Yuan, that's her professional name, is the youngest ever women's international master in Canada. She won the title a year ago to promote chess. She's founded the Chess in the Library program. Smith says she even has a website, www.chessinthelibrary.com.
She got more points than any of the male members or any of the other female members. So the top part of the club is very strong, very strong. Every game is rated by the Chess Federation of Canada.
Smith encourages families to get involved together in chess. He says there's another reason besides the fun. Talented players can win thousands of dollars in academic scholarships for chess, just like many other more physical sports. Cole Carruthers, Observer Radio News, Scarborough.
In other entertainment, the Two and a Half Men producer has an idea to relaunch the show without its main star. E! Online reports that executive producer Chuck Lorre will drop Charlie Sheen from the show. He will then try to expand on his co-star, John Cryer, and hire a yet-to-be-named character to replace Sheen. And that's all for the news today. For more news, please visit torontoobserver.ca. And thank you for listening, and have a great day.